the highbrow room, it's sleep time's over with DJ Zach Morris and Jaylene.
Sit down now.
All right.
Hey.
Was that a sound effect? Was that you? So we got... All right. Okay. New setup. We got mics here. We got soundboards. We got all kind of things going on. Sky, how you doing? Sky Cameron, everyone. He is the sommelier, sound guy, stat boy guy. Ladies and gentlemen. Yes. That's correct. You have your own dedicated mic here, so feel free to hold on to that there.
Yeah, it's not working.
It's not working for the... We can hear it, but just, audio, you're good.
So it's for show.
Audio for good. You're good. So what's been happening with you, man? What's going on?
Just working, selling wine.
Before you come here, where do you sell the wine at?
I pour wine every Tuesday at Hassler Wine Company in Chinatown.
Wow. Is that just the wine place, or is the restaurant still open? What's going on?
So the restaurant's still open, yeah. Run by Terry and Mike Kakazu.
Okay.
I've been pouring there regularly for the past, I don't know, close to 8 years.
Yeah.
8-9 years.
What's the crowd that shows up over there?
Random, but we got a lot of great, loyal customers, but a lot of random, strange. Yeah, I got some stories.
Randall's. Oh.
Yeah.
Get the homeless, they come in there, the Batu guys?
Or we used to have one homeless lady used to come in and try to get some wine, free wine.
Oh,
yeah.
Convenient.
I don't see her too often.
Oh, very good. And back again, we took a break, but we're back. And the lovely, talented woman to the left of me, Libby DeFries, is back.
Woohoo!
As our
Happy
host here again.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy Lunar New Year.
Today.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Today is the day. Yeah. Are you follow with the Chinese thing with the every year? What year is it this year?
Just started. Just learned about it.
And what is it this year?
So this year is the boar.
Okay.
I am an ox, so you see how your animal flows with whatever animal it is, and it could be good luck or bad luck. What are you?
I am the year of the horse.
Horse, okay.
Yes.
I didn't look up.
What's going on with them?
I'm not sure.
All right. Well, good thing I'm not Chinese. So let's... What have you been up to in the 2 weeks that we've been taking a break? What have you been doing?
Not much, resting up, but I did see All for One at Blue Note.
Oh, that's right.
2 weeks ago. It was awesome.
When was this? What?
It was 2 weeks ago.
On the weekend or something?
Yeah, on the weekend. It was a Saturday night.
All for One on a Saturday night.
Yep.
Wow.
They played Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
All for One. That's the looks-wise, they have great personality.
Yeah. They sing a lot of staples.
Well, they're great voices, but you know, worse for wear, I guess. Were you attracted to All for One back in the day, you know, high school?
Yeah, I listened to them in like fourth grade, third grade. So I just like their music,
yeah,
and
neutral.
I still do.
Okay, fine. What did you get to? Did you get to see them? Was there a meet and greet?
Mm-hmm.
After?
There's a meet and greet after.
Yeah. And then how are they?
They're like family. They just welcome you in, and
really?
I got to take a picture with them. So.
There you go. I mean, it's good ballads and whatnot, but I mean, if you this they came out around like is this 98 degrees, you know?
They had a song in Space Jam.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a deep
pull. I know you're talking about NBA.
Who's gonna remember the All for One song in Space Jam? Wow. Who in the world? I don't even know where. Dude, what's the name of that song?
I can't remember.
Forget it. That's it. No. Good pull. Good pull. Once again, Libby DeFries, everyone. She's here. And anything else you did in the past 2 weeks?
Not much.
No.
No.
What is the day in the life of you? As we get the listeners here, people watching to get to know you better. What is your routine? What kind of things? What's a day in the life of you?
I wake up about 4:30. I run around Ala Moana, jump in the water. I've
at
only lived here.
For,
yeah.
Wait, were you running?
Yeah.
How long do you run?
You can, like an hour and a half.
Jeez.
I just float in the water and you can see shooting stars.
Lots of stuff going on at 4:35 in the morning. More you know. Okay, so you're doing this for an hour, you're running, and then you jump in the water, and then what do? You just jump in, put your arms up in the air, and...
Just float around, splash around, somersaults underwater.
Is there sharks out there?
No sharks, it's jellyfish.
Like bacteria back
there? You have to watch out for jellyfish and Portuguese man-o-wars.
Okay, right.
I got stung once on my leg.
Did you get like Momoa to pee on you, or what
happened? Nope, okay. I fought it out.
All right. Oh. Wow. Okay, so you do that, then you go to work. Mm-hmm. What time do you start work?
About 7:30.
7:30, so this is just a packed day.
Yeah. Then I get off work about 4:30 or 5, and I go to yoga or 24-hour fitness.
Okay.
And I go to the aerobics classes.
on fire. On fire. And then on top of that, you follow all the hip-hop events that go on. Was there anything that happened? Was there anything at Hawaiian Brian's? I know that's
there was. The Mecca. I couldn't stay up on Saturday night. I actually watched The Last Dragon instead of going out.
Oh, hey, so really?
It was my first time watching.
Never
it.
Seen The Last Dragon?
I had never seen it.
Wow. Okay. So what did you think of The Last Dragon?
Bruh!
Cabot's here. Classic movie. Well, we refer to this as one of the hip-hop movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
In the Rushmore we did with Creed Chameleon last episode. Mm-hmm. What did you think of this movie?
I loved it.
Did you get it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I can't believe it took me so long to watch it. I just had to start it, get into it, and...
Okay, what was what's your mic rating for The Last Dragon, seeing this in 2019?
10 out of 10.
Wow.
Absolutely.
How about that? Scott, you okay with that one? 10 mics?
That is 20 mic, 20 mic movie, man. That's what I, that's Last Dragon applause.
That sounds like it's rain or something.
Yeah.
That's the clap.
It's a rain of applause.
That's it's raining applause. All right. 10 mic gotta be, I have to agree. That's hell of a
I had a Last Dragon viewing party. We rented out this private little theater thing in one of the condos, and we had a whole Last Dragon party, and everybody dressed up, and this was before I met you, man.
That's exactly how I pictured it. When I started watching it, I thought we should do a big outdoor screen kind of thing and have everybody come.
Oh, like on the beach.
Yeah.
It's the theme. It's the glow.
This is the theme, yes.
This movie was written and produced by Cocaine and Barry Gordy.
That is correct. That is correct. I agree. Sky, don't you do an Academy Award thing every year? What goes on with that? Speaking of movies at condos, what do you do?
I have an Oscar party every year.
People show up to this thing?
Yeah, it's packed every year.
Unbelievable.
And we have a pool. Keola and Chanel have been there.
Really?
Yeah, we do Oscar pool for cash.
Oh, Oscar pool. I thought having it at the pool.
Not at the pool, yeah. All it's right. Like a pool. We all bet money.
And then Cocaine arrives. And then
exactly.
Fine. Does anything else happen besides Last Dragon?
What happened with you in the last 2 weeks?
Man, mind on my money on my mind. But I'm just, always on Fridays, well, not always, but every third Friday, I DJ at the establishment known as Nobu. Nobu Kaka'ako, as they call it. And as you know, Libby, I don't know if you haven't been there yet, but it's mandatory that when you open the doors to Nobu, you just take whatever cash you got and you call up whoever you can, loan you some money, just throw it on the ground, just throw it because you're leaving it all there.
It's a third time.
Automatic, yes. Automatic $200. Don't buy tamago. So I was DJing there Friday. It was pretty dead because you had the Chinese New Year parties going on. Mm. You had First Friday going on. But there was a group of patrons that caught my attention. And there were where I'm at is where you enter the lounge. So there was a table directly in front of me that housed six people. And I couldn't tell what was going on. It was a mixed race crowd. I couldn't, blatantly just say there were a bunch of Haoles. I couldn't just blatantly say a bunch of local people. It was like a good mix of people. The world has a chance, And they're there. And they ordered a bottle of Dom. And after that bottle of Dom, the guy from Nobu comes in, and they have to do this presentation where he comes in, he's put the thing on the towel and putting his eyebrows up and so I never saw that and then I'm seeing this and then everything literally they had about maybe five or six straight courses where everything was lit on fire. They brought it out, they got the match, big fire, big presentation of fire, and I don't know what it was. And then they got the second bottle and I had to ask one of the guys, I'm like, so what's the going rate on the Dom here? $5.50 a bottle.
Whoa.
So $5.50 a bottle, they had two The running count was there. We were at 1,000. We had things on fire. That's got to be at least another 500. The total bill came up to $4,000.
Oh, my gosh.
$4,000. That made their night. Cavett, you wouldn't have been there.
Then you play Russian roulette with that.
And then we pull out a gun?
Cards.
What do we, Russian
no, with,
roulette?
With their credit cards.
No, we can't get that complicated. But it was that kept my attention for Friday. And then there was this thing called the Super Bowl that was on. Libby, are you into sports? No.
Not really.
Yeah. What were you doing during the Super Bowl?
I was cooking. I went for a bike ride.
Oh, okay. You're outdoors.
Yeah.
Doing what all of us should be doing, right?
There's people that bring their TVs to the beach with a generator.
Why? You
yeah,
have a phone.
Yeah, they set up their tents and everything. I saw a ton of TVs.
They're stuck in the 80s or something. Okay, but no one should be doing that. But so you didn't see anything. Mm-mm. You have no...
Any
information of what's going on?
No.
Okay, naturally, I would say you didn't miss anything. Mm-hmm. But it's basically the thing I look at with the Super Bowl this year is, or any year, is this is the one game of football that people who watch football aren't really into, but it's the mainstream game. Mm-hmm. It's the game that everybody watches that's not into football. They want to have the excuse to have a party.
Like me.
Excuse to have, correct, you watched it, I don't know why. And it's for the mainstream crowd to enjoy it. So then when you have the mainstream crowd tuning into this event, and it ends up being it was a very low-scoring game. It was a very slow game. It was 13-3.
Oh, my God!
It was 3-3 for a while. And the mainstream crowd that doesn't watch football is not going to know what to do with this. So they're all going to be saying, oh, what is this? It's turning the channel. But they're not going to do it because they're all having their party, and they're all placing their bets with their number game or whatever the hell they're doing. And then... The commercials are usually a thing to draw in the mainstream people. That wasn't the only thing I remembered was like the Avengers trailer, which everybody's still sad that you know, everybody's dead. Yeah. I don't remember anything else after that. And then they had the halftime show.
Okay, so were you on edge? No, I didn't. I heard Adam Levine was in it.
Yeah.
Were you on edge watching the game? Were you like, oh, what's gonna happen next?
No, I was doing something. I was making chicken wings in the air fryer. So I have a new gadget. And it's the Ninja Foodie. I have a Ninja gadget, right? And I got it for the new sound person, which is my wife to the right of me. And she didn't want it.
Yeah, Lori.
But I got it, and it does air frying, and it does pressure cooking, and it does broiling and baking. It's amazing. Set it and forget it. So that's what I was doing. I was cooking chicken wings in the air fryer. And I have to say, after testing, it's legit. So I just want to say Ninja Foodie's legit air frying. You would probably be into this if you were
vegan.
You're right. You could do some vegan wings or something. I don't know. Avocado toast.
Put some
fried
tofu
avocado.
In there.
Put fried tofu in there.
Fried
exactly.
tofu.
Fried tempeh or something, right? Make a some kind of a. I don't even know what you call it. But then you could do that in the air fryer. And as this game was going on, I didn't really give much of a damn. Shout out to the Lord. That's our man behind the bar tonight. He was there, and he suffered through this with me. And the Lord Flores, everyone. And halftime show arrived, and it pretty much lived up to expectations of being a total train wreck. Mm. Train wreck, dumpster fire. You're in Atlanta. We mentioned this before. You're in Atlanta. Atlanta is a big, prominent city, a music city.
Mm-hmm.
It's a prominently African-American music city. Why are you going to go and get, with all the history of Atlanta, you're going to get Maroon 5, which a bunch of... over 48, 49-year-old women who go to Vegas and hang out at the Mirage are going to wait to go and see.
Mm.
It doesn't matter.
True.
And then you go and you put them on there, and then they're like, they panic. So then we have to sprinkle some black people in. So let's get Travis Scott, set him on fire.
Random.
So Travis Scott runs in there. No, but half the crowd don't even know who Travis Scott is. They're confused. And then let's bring out Big Boy. Let's dig him up because he hasn't done anything in 8 years.
He actually made a new CD recently.
No one knows
no
this.
No one knows. I listened to it just to give it a chance.
I'll listen to it, but you know, Andre 3000 didn't want to sign up for this thing. So Big Boy comes out, he does his song, and it was just so strange. You'd have him come on, you'd have Levine, he'll sing, and then he'll leave the stage, and then Travis Scott comes on, and then Adam Levine comes back on, and it was just like a big race war. You know, it's like, ladies and gentlemen, the black people, and then ladies and gentlemen, the white people are back, and it was just very bizarre. And the NFL just doesn't get it. They just don't get it.
Was it because of the kneeling, like the whole kneeling thing? Like everybody's trying to play
it
so safe?
Well, that's what led to this situation because you had the whole Kaepernick situation. Caused the whole ruckus. NFL doesn't know what to do. A lot of these artists back out. So all of the people that they would have said have on this would not want to do it. So therefore, Travis Scott got the NFL to put down a lot of money for charity for him to be on this. So he strategized well. And Maroon 5 did what I read the same thing. So it's not like they're the ones to blame here. It's just that they didn't know who to bring on to this thing, and then they throw him in there.
Yeah.
And then pretty much at the end of it, then Levine takes off his shirt. He looks like Lil Wayne. And then he's got this tattoo. It says California on his tattoo. Who puts California on their tattoo? And so I thought it was like an ad for something. I didn't know what this was. Gavin, if you put a California in your stomach, forget it. Yeah. No Hawaiian should have a tattoo of California. So there was that. It was just bad. It was just really bad and awkward and very strange. And you didn't miss out.
All right.
You
good
lived
to know.
Your best life outside, outdoors. That's good. That's good. Well, besides that, do we have any news that we've missed out over the past week, 2 weeks?
We have Valentine's Day coming up next week.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
There is a reminder by the Small Business Association to be on the lookout for harassment around Valentine's Day. Make sure you're on high alert for subordinate and a manager relations. You got to make sure that everything is legit.
Sexual harassment.
Yeah, just, exactly.
That's the this is a high priority time.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. People have to be on the lookout. If you see something, you have to report it.
Okay.
It's your responsibility. You can't let anything slide now.
Don't let it slide. Now, in regards to this, I mentioned this before on the show. It's not going to end. Okay, this all these guys are horny, man. They're going to walk around, and they're going to go and say their whatever and flirt their whatever rubbish, and it's not going to change. And everybody's going to look at that, and it's the only way you can do this. You have to separate the genders. One floor, women only. One floor, men only. They Skype. That's all they got to do.
Skype.
FaceTime,
all
Skype
those emojis,
meetings.
Though.
Segregation is your
segregation the genders. That's how we do it. Because it's not going to end. It's not going to end. You work in the corporate world, right? On average, we don't need to point out and eye out anybody here, but on average, what kind of do you get any type of uncomfortable situations going on in the corporate?
No. When you're onboarded, everything is laid out. Like nobody messes with that.
Okay.
You know your parameters.
Okay, so there's a lot of training and all this stuff. Well, I hope it works because a lot of perverted people out there, and I don't see why it's a dangerous situation. Sky, what do you think? Should we just segregate them out?
You're like the reverse MLK, man. Like,
they can drink from the same water here. I'm just saying. You've got problems. You've got a lot of problems. And it's just...
Keep them separated.
Keep them separated. I've been listening to that
offspring.
CD lately. Smash.
Really, Offspring?
Yeah.
That's going to be your new theme song, is The Offspring.
I just say we'll have less stress. Women can go in the office. They don't have to worry about anything. Mm-hmm. Go home. Live their best life. You can go outside. Then the men, they can go and just talk about all their rubbish they want to talk about, and then they move on. Everybody just moves on. And they can meet in Skyping technology.
Okay, there's another note on Valentine's Day. The Necco company that makes the sweethearts, the little candies that say the messages on them.
Yes.
They went out of business last year.
Really?
And now whoever bought them up, they are not in production. They're not making new ones this year. So they're going to be off the shelves.
So what are we to do? Wow, those
this
little
whole
candies.
Thing is a bust. We got to be on our top behavior. And
well, that's only a call to plug in next week, our Valentine's show. our third annual Valentine's Day show, where we're going to have, it's an all-female cast. You will be there. Jaylene will be there. That sounds like The More You Know. You know, remember that
it's
thing?
It's magical.
That NBC, as it is every time. Jaylene will be back. She's going to talk about that boy that she was trying to figure out and date, but it's been going on for 3 months and nothing's happened. Yeah. And then we're going to have Katrina, who was on our show a year ago as a single gal, now with a boyfriend. So we're going to see the culmination. Yeah, see how long that lasts. Right? And then we have her, and then we're going to have our main event. We're going to have, I told you about this, she's known on the Instagram as Your Local MILF. And she is a stripper at 939. And her claim to fame is she danced on stage with Snoop Dogg and Cardi B at the Snoop Dogg little shindig at the Law Stadium. So she's going to be there.
Wow.
And she's got one of the funniest Instagrams of all time. Her IG story, she puts everyone, all the guys that DM her, like constantly millions of messages. I want to pay for sex, pay for you, show you my balls. She puts them on blast. She shows their face. She shows who they are, and it's just hilarious. So.
What's her Instagram name?
Bro,
are you gonna say
your your local MILF?
Your okay. Yeah. Okay.
Check that out, everyone, tonight. Yeah. So it's she's probably posting something of some guy screwing around. And he's like, look at this fucker. Yeah. So then we have that Valentine's show. Any other news? What
okay, other like? News. Well, a gal in South Carolina or North Carolina found she's a college student. She noticed things in her closet were missing. And then all of a sudden she heard what sounded like a raccoon in her closet. And it turns out there's a 30-year-old man in her closet wearing her clothes, her socks.
I don't even know where you got that from. I have no idea where you got that from. So wait, there's a guy hiding it. Wait, how long is this guy hiding in the closet?
I'm not sure how long he was there, but she heard some rustling and she went in there and said, he's right there. And she actually calmly called her boyfriend and then made small talk with the guy before her boyfriend and cops arrived.
All right. Now, she knew the guy, right? There's got to be something backstory there.
No.
How can this be a thing?
The unit itself, her and her roommate would always lock, and this is the second time that they found people randomly there. Okay. So, they don't know what's up with that, so this is, the second intruder. And they
lock
were seeing, they thought they had a ghost, because there were, handprints on the wall and on the mirrors.
And this lasted for how long now? What was the span of time of this? This just sounds
I think it's over a couple months.
This is rubbish. Get out of here with this next one. I'm done with it. Okay. Waste time on that one. What else we got?
Okay.
What's the next one?
You want to talk about drone or?
Oh, whichever the next one we got. What was it? The drone one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring up what's going on with the drone in Hawaiians.
Okay, so there's a school in Hawaii. I butcher the name of it. But they're teaching kids how to use drones, but they're teaching it in the Hawaiian language. So there's about 9 students right now. So they're teaching them, a lot of students that haven't learned Hawaiian before, they're learning the Hawaiian language and how to fly a drone at the same time. So it's something really old, right. Something really new, bringing it together.
Okay. You ever took home economics in school? You ever took, how to boil water, how to
sewing.
Cook rice, sewing, change a tire, tie a tie? How about we learn that stuff first over a drone? Come on. Who's running this now? We got basic skills we need to learn how to sew, how to put a button on a shirt. We don't need to learn drones. What are we going to learn drones for? What are we going to do, fly them around and we're going to sneak on people and just be creepers again and then... We'll be like that guy hiding in the closet. That's what these people do. They're hiding around, flying drones. It's not needed. That's another one we can send down out of there. What else? Waste time on that one. What else we got?
Okay, well, you sent me about pornography.
They keep getting better. Yeah.
In Hawaii, if you want to watch pornography on the internet, you would pay a $20 fee to be able to watch whatever, to be able to watch it.
Yeah.
And then that would go to a fund.
What's the fund for?
Against human trafficking and child pornography. So.
Oh, okay. Libby, do you watch
porn?
So
what do you think?
Do you watch the porn?
No.
You can put up the fee? Okay. This is for Pornhub? Or this is, what is this? This is just for porn in general, the pornography.
Mm-hmm.
So $20 one shot. And do you pay the state here? Who you pay the $20 to? Like, you go to porn.gov? What do you do here? I didn't really send you much than that. Wow. Okay. I mean, it's actually ingenious. I think that's a good idea. It's a good. It's helping a cause that should be shut down immediately. So why not? Why not? It's gonna make a lot of money.
Agreed.
It's going to make a lot of money. Everyone here is watch porn, so they're going to pay and put up something. So that's at least what we got. How many people here? That's going to be at least $6,900. So that'll be fine. That'll be fine. What else? Anything else? What else did I say? I sent you a bunch of stuff today to just rattle it off. What do we got? trying to look here.
Oh yeah, there's an odor. There's an odor by Discovery Bay.
There's always an odor by Discovery. Wait, what?
It shut down all of Moana Boulevard.
Yeah.
Basically, they thought it was maybe a gas leak, and they went through. It's not a gas leak, so it might be the sewer.
Of course. Don't light a match. No flesh eating gas.
I've been swimming in Ala Moana every day.
Yeah, you've been swimming in Ala Moana, so what's going to happen? I don't know. We're not going to see you next week. It's a Valentine's show, though, next week. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Anything else before we go to break here?
Nope.
That's it. We covered everything. Okay, so coming up, as we all know, this is the NBA trade deadline special. We're going to have many guests that are going to come on. We're going to have our panel discussion. Libby, I know you're tickled to death for the NBA, right? You're just ready to go. You just want to know.
I'm excited to hear about it. Your shirt is pretty awesome.
Oh, yes.
Want to hear more about that?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that one. Earl Kai McKee is joining us. I'll say again, controversial. Earl Kai McKee, hashtag E40. Qualifies on here again. Qualify four-timer. Qualify has made the... You just ripped through all of those real quick. You're a four-timer.
Here we go.
And then we got... And then we got Keola Warren, who ran off somewhere, but he's there. Okay, Keola Warren, Moke's bread and breakfast.
Smoking cigarettes.
Smoke break. So we'll come back, but then before we do so, we're going to go... Sky, you're going to join me. We're going to do a little preview of...
Yeah, we're going to talk about our side hustle.
We're going to talk about the side hustle, the spinoff. Yes. So let's take a break there, and we'll be back for more.
Awesome.
There we go. Sleep time's over.
All right. You can't be all dorky like that. Why did I have to move the
mouse? Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back. Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
There we go. Sounds a lot better with this whole sound setup.
Yeah.
Things are evolving, huh? Okay, we're back with Sleep Time's Over. We got a special, I guess, segment to announce to people. This is a new thing that we're doing. This is the spin-off, kind of a spin-off show, right?
Right.
It needs a separate little thing, but it's Old Futs Reviews. It's basically two old people, such as Sky and myself, we review the years of hip-hop. And
right.
We did 1990.
Right.
And we just released 1991.
Right.
Did I tell you the ratings for this that have come in so far?
Is it good?
Strangely, the 91 is the highest rated show of January. So there you go. The nerds are on fire right now. The nerds are ready. It's 3 hours.
Does everybody know the history of why we even started this thing?
Yes, explain that to us.
It's because Aaron and I go to bars, we get drunk, and we argue about rap music. We pretty much argue about hip-hop.
Sounds fun, yeah?
And I wanted to kind of have a definitive list of really what we think about the albums that we hold near and dear that we grew up with.
Yeah.
And so I told Aaron, I said, I'm going to go back. I'm going to listen to pretty much almost every album that came out in all of these different years.
That's what you do.
Yeah. So pretty much, you know, I'm a salesman, so I'm driving around all day.
Yeah.
So I basically listened to over 50 albums from like 90 and then over 50 albums for 91.
Right.
And wrote my reviews on every single one. Yep. Compiled it. You did not.
No.
You're I'm going not. Purely off memory.
Well, we gotta go with the dynamic of this whole
right.
show to begin with. Okay, so we met not too long ago.
Right.
Not too long ago. But
we met at
ago.
A Blackalicious concert.
Right. Which, that alone says something.
How's that for Match.com?
Right. Once again, the Valentine's show is... So... And when meeting you, you were a guy that did not go out to the clubs. You didn't do the clubbing thing where I was out in the clubbing scene.
Right.
In the hip-hop clubbing scene throughout the years. And
right.
I knew the guys from that faction. You did not.
I was a bedroom mixtape guy. So
right.
I just made bedroom mixtapes, sold it at school.
Right.
Sold it at the club, but never really went into the club.
Right. So
right.
you would be deemed late to the party
yes.
for this.
Yes.
So by you
nerd still, by some right.
I didn't want to say it.
Right.
But you're very enthusiastic about all of this music where I am not because I'm over it at this
right.
point.
Right. You're jaded. Because
I played it all in the clubs. I've lived through the whole thing. I'm tired.
Right. You're the Al Bundy of hip hop.
Correct. So I just don't want to deal with it.
No, ma'am.
So we're talking about all of these things, and like I'm just like, I no one cares. No one cares in 2019, in 2018, in 2017. So I think.
But I kept telling you, I care.
Right.
I care about hip hop.
Is this selling it for you, everyone? So I'm just this. That's where the dynamic works, where you have all of the stats, you have all of the looking up all of the different albums and whatnot, and I'm just playing it off of like you're the books, and then I'm the street.
But I also like the fact that you DJ'd for so long, you know these songs, you know what works, you know what doesn't work, and that's insight that I don't have, because to me it's like it all's good. But then, you know, you're telling me, oh, this doesn't hold up, this doesn't hold up. So it brought to my attention, okay, well, maybe I should go back. Maybe these albums that I held in such high regard aren't as good as they used to be. And that's what we did.
And that's what this show is all about. Where we don't just go in and we just talk about the whole year. And we talk about all these albums. We talk about the albums. We talk about the history of what happened in 1991, mm-hmm. in those said years, in pop culture, in how we were as our age.
Right.
How old we were then, and what were we doing as our, that setting?
The accessibility for a lot of these albums, we couldn't get these albums.
There was
in
no
Hawaii.
Internet, so we had
some
to go
of these albums
records.
Were hard
we
to get.
And then on top of that, we would go into the rating of the album in 1991.
Right.
What did we give it then? The depreciation value of the album in 2019. Does it still hold up? The political value, because like these hip hop guys are real political people, right?
Exactly.
We have to say certain stuff, like we love Rakim, and you know, we love Nas. You have to say that to this fellow hip hopper just to get their, you know, their cred, so they shake your hand, right? But, so you political,
an answer rating. Like a political album that is on DJ Zach's top 10 is De La Soul Is Dead from De La Soul.
Yes, right. That album is horrible
because he hates that album, but he's putting it up there because it is held in high regard. It's a
bow down
really
to De La Soul.
Critically acclaimed, and it you know it was an amazing album at the time.
At the time,
I still am
was
a
good.
Fan of it, but you are obviously
right,
not.
Right, so let's
as
get
much.
Into, in 1991, I liked that album.
Right.
Because I didn't know where De La Soul was going to go in 93, 96, and all of those other said years.
Mm-hmm.
So back then, yes, De La Soul got better, yes. Do I hold that album as a top De La Soul album? No. Like 3 Feet in High and Rising, where we talked about that album is garbage. There's no way you can listen to that album in 2019 and feel good about yourself in, you know, driving around.
You know what worries me the most about this podcast is that, you know, if people listen to it, what if one of these rappers actually hear this podcast and they're like my heroes and we're taking a dump on like their art?
If they can take a joke, they'll understand. We thoroughly, De La Soul are legends.
Oh, no doubt.
Legends.
No doubt.
I'm just saying this said album does not, I would not go into my car in 2019 after we record this to go put on De La Soul Is Dead and ride around smiling. I'm not going to be doing that. That's not going to happen. That's what I'm saying. The depreciation value is there.
Right.
It doesn't hold up.
So just to give you guys an idea, we basically both give our top 10s. We give our top 10 albums of the year, compare them, debate them. Then we talk about like albums that just missed the list. And then it gets really good because in the second or third hour of this, it goes into like it's almost 3 hours, right? This podcast. This is only for the serious rap nerds, but no. By the second hour, he starts to lose his mind, and it's so awesome hearing him just go mental at the end.
So if you want to, you know, do kind of a research on mental,
a breakdown,
a total breakdown, really. If you want to do a research on that, you can just tune into. Old Foot Reviews, 1991.
Right.
And I'm going to say this again. If you listen to the entire thing, you're entitled something. So if there's a way to get you to listen to all 3 hours, you may get a prize at the end.
And we were bombarded with comments on social media saying, why wasn't this album? Why wasn't Organized Confusion on your top 10? Why wasn't Poor Righteous Teachers on your top 10? Right?
Because they're saying all the political answers that you're supposed to say. But they're not listening to the said show where it's a 3 hour show. Every album is covered on this thing. So we basically tell them all in there, shut up, listen to the thing, and then you get the reasons why we put our said albums on there.
Exactly.
So, like for instance, you put Main Source on there as number 10.
Right.
That album's total garbage.
Right.
No one gives a damn, all right? You got that shirt on, good for you. But I'm just saying, there is no way in hell I'm gonna listen to a song called Watch Roger Do His Thing in a friendly game of baseball. Garbage, okay? But then for political reasons, we need to put him on there because Large Professor is a legend.
Right.
He's a producing legend.
Right.
And he is going to bigger and better things. So that is where you, to give an example of the political answer.
And just like people were shocked that, you know, the Tupacalypse Now is on my top 10.
Right.
But, you know, it's more of a political answer than it is you know, generally a great album. Right. You know what I mean? But it's very significant. It's a very significant, you know, change in hip hop that comes when he comes on the scene. So.
Well, he's a guy, we've talked about this before. Tupac's image is bigger than his music.
Right.
Tupac is his aura, bigger than his music. Women love him. Good looking guy. He's a bad boy. Women, they like the bad boy image. No one can name five songs of Tupac that they can thoroughly enjoy and ride around the car living their best life. There's no one. Brenda's Got a Baby is depressing. Dear Mama, sad. You're not partying it up with Tupac's catalog. So I'm just saying, that's why his image is big. He died too soon, so we don't know the catalog. I mean, right. The catalog is very small. But that is somebody that's his image. Like we talked about on this, like Queen Latifah, for example.
Right.
The image is bigger than their music.
Right.
Ice-T, bigger than their music.
Right.
The aura of that guy.
You know, but you also go on, you know, I know you're one of the most hardcore hip hop fans that I've ever met, but you also go on the show and you're defending Marky Mark.
And here's the reason why. And here's the reason why.
But it's a great segment, and he states his reasons. So I highly recommend if you want to see this, don't tell
him. Oh, okay.
They gotta listen to the show.
Okay, right, okay.
They gotta listen to the show. And
good sell. That was good.
Right. They got to listen to the show. But that's really what we want to do. And we want to hopefully build an archive. And we want to do every year in hip hop so we can really, like, see if the music holds up, what does, what doesn't. Because there was some really surprising stuff that we didn't think was going to hold up that holds up really quite well, you know, right, in 2019 that came out in 91.
Like, the Cypress Hill first album.
Cypress Hill, Naughty by Nature.
Ice Cube.
DJ Quick.
Right. DJ Quick does not get his just due, and I hope we give him his just respect, because DJ Quick is a phenomenal talent that
I saw him live. Best $10 concert I ever been to.
That's right. That's right. I keep forgetting. Like, he came here for $10.
Right.
And he had no set.
No, they had a set price, and the Republic was like,
and no set
25% off, then 50% off, 75% off.
I missed the boat on
love
that.
Love you,
one.
DJ Quick.
Yeah.
Best great. Cheap show.
Yeah, shout out Hi-C. But was there anything else that you wanted to cover now, like briefly, that you wanted as a little teaser? We want to
no, man, just
get people to download this thing.
Just go to Podomatic, go to iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. Look for The Sleep Time's Over and look for the Old Futs reviews. We're hoping if we can build up a big enough audience, we can spin this off. We're gonna do movies. We're gonna do. Right, we're gonna branch this thing out, right? TV shows. We talked about doing like best TV shows of the 80s.
You know,
he is an avid fan of the Cosby Show. No matter what, he's a ride or die Cosby Show fan.
Ride or die, yeah, the ride or die, ride or die. But I don't have time for this, man. You gotta help out, man.
But
you
know, like that's for me. Like I'm Mr. Fact Checker, right? And you're the you know.
Well, in order to get this figured out, I feel like I got to defend Marky Mark. Should I just do it? No.
No.
But
no,
I mean,
no.
I'm just
listen to the show.
We have a lot of things. Yes, a lot of things are coming up. We have guests on this thing too.
Right.
To chime in on.
We're
gonna
have actual guys. We're gonna have actual Hawaii hip hop people. People that Creed. Know their stuff. We're gonna have Creed Chameleon.
Cabot's gonna be on this.
Cabot,
thing.
Right?
I don't
so.
Know what else we're gonna get on this thing? But,
yeah. And if you have a favorite year of hip hop and you know your stuff and you're ready to debate, come on the show with us. But get ready. If you don't know your stuff, he's gonna rip you a new one.
Get ready. No, we'll get ready to be there for 3 hours. Is what these, we should
pretty
tell
much.
Them. Okay, 3 hours.
I mean, when we
sitting,
when I say we
us.
Listen to every single okay. album, we talk about every single album released.
3 hours. Year. Okay, I'm just saying. This what is it? 92 is coming up.
92 is
how
coming
many albums
up.
Are in 92? Like 5,000 albums.
I think we have 63 albums.
Forget it. Forget it. It needs six more. It needs six more. That one. I don't know what's going to happen with that. I don't know if I'm going to make it to 92. But good stuff, though, nonetheless.
Good stuff, nonetheless.
I mean, it's a fun deal. I mean, it's a nerd party, basically.
Right.
But if you're a hip-hop guy and you claim to be, it's thorough. I've never been a part of a thorough situation. So good stuff, man. And we'll record 92 soon, I guess.
Yeah, man. Yes. So I hope you guys listen to the show, and I hope everyone's enjoying Sleep Time's Over, what's kind of it's evolved into, you know? I'm like the Baba Booey of the show. I'm like on the side.
Yes, Baba Booey.
I get to
Dillon.
Play like fart sound effects. I love it. I'm having a blast.
That's some great ones.
I like to watch you like get upset and irritated.
That's hourly.
Oh, so it's my favorite.
I Oh, and we got, don't forget the Patreon account. Patreon account. Oh,
Patreon account.
I'm going to make a best of 91 mix. So to coincide with every year, I'm going to make a mix of an hour of all of the 91 songs. So majority.
Any of you that are subscribing on Patreon are on the Patreon site, you'll get a mix every year that we review. DJ Zach's going to do basically his compilation of his favorite songs in a nonstop mix. It'll be really dope.
So every year, so it should work, and then that'll be it for the Patreon, just to sign up for that. So
yeah.
There you have it.
All right, on.
So we'll take a break, and then we're going to get more nerd talk is coming. We got the NBA panel. So let's go take a break. Sleep time's over.
Yeah.
Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back. Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Are we in? Hello? Oh, okay. All right. We are back. Justin, you good? Okay.
I think I'm good.
We're back.
Yeah.
And the main event is here. You're on. We're all on the air right now.
Oh,
on the air. We're just here, and the panel discussion has begun. We got breaking news we got to get to, so before we get to that, let's do some introductions for everyone that... doesn't know. Let's start to the gentleman to the right of me. This man, NBA nerd extraordinaire. We met talking about the NBA. Do you remember this? We were at Pine and Jigger. You remember?
My favorite.
You probably don't.
Do you remember our greatest conversation of all time? The greatest conversation we've ever had was we were talking about ugliest players in NBA history.
That was it.
Popeye Jones.
You.
Greg Oden for the win.
What?
Greg Oden for the win.
Over Sam Cassell?
Cassell. No,
it's got to be Popeye Jones.
Wow.
I don't know.
That was
Charlie Villanueva doesn't have eyebrows.
We went to something like Charlie Villanueva got other problems.
No eyebrows at the highbrow.
Isn't this nerd discussion just starting off
Popeye.
Great, everyone?
Popeye, like that's a legitimate entry there, Popeye Jones.
This is how it all began.
That is.
that's how it all began.
That is. So let's welcome in Justin. Wait, hold on. Kill Warren, everyone. Mokesh Bread and Breakfast in Kailua. He's an expert on Kailua. Give him a round of applause, everyone. Kill him. That's right. He's here. Anything you need to know about the great place of Kailua, he'll be the one to tell you. On the front left of me, already a four-timer.
Yeah.
I don't know how. That was the fastest four-timer of all time. Going to get you that robe. He is the host of Factory 808.
Yes.
The Champ Podcast.
All of that.
World champion. Intercontinental champion.
I got all the belts.
Fellow Houston horseman.
Yes.
Qualifiers here, everybody.
That's me.
Yes, there we are.
What's happening, guys?
And last but not least, well... This guy, what can we say? But controversial as always. He's a controversial man.
I said one controversial thing on here. I said one thing about E-40. I said I don't like E-40. I think I might have said one thing about Ludacris.
For a second, I thought you said deporting. I was like, whoa.
No. I said one bad thing about E-40.
It's not that kind of panel, bro. It's not that kind of panel.
Hey, man, I just came to talk about basketball.
I loved it. It was great. It was funny.
It was how I felt.
It was and that's how it should be.
That's how I really still feel that way. Well, I would say it again.
We're all in your feelings right now, but we're in the feelings of the man known as Earl Kaimakee right here, Justin Beamore. Soon to Earl Kakako.
Yeah,
coming up.
Yeah.
Yes, there he is, everyone. Justin Beamore.
We're going to have a second Kaimakee store pretty soon. Yep.
What?
You guys like E-40, really? Really?
Yeah, man.
It's my cousin.
Damn.
So this doesn't sell it to you.
I'm out of
everyone.
Touch.
Kelda, what do you think of this? Isn't this fantastic? Okay, everybody, guys, you guys got to shut up. Okay. Segment one. Let's get to things. Something just happened. Breaking news.
We have right now.
Let's go into this one. The Los Angeles Clippers, Sixers. Do you have it pulled up, anyone? Let me pull this one up here. They've traded Tobias Harris, Boban, Marjanovic, Mike Scott for Landry, Shamet, Wilson Chandler, Mike Muscala, 2020 first rounder, 2021 unprotected first, Miami, and 2 second rounders. How's that to start off? How's that for like a nerd paragraph?
Okay.
Interesting news right there.
Okay.
So
let's explain it.
It looks like the Sixers didn't really give too much stuff up to get Tobias Harris. Yeah? So the Sixers got Tobias Harris.
Okay.
Correct?
Yes.
And who'd they let go of to get Tobias Harris?
Well, Wilson Chandler.
Couple of bums and future round picks.
Right.
It's all a bunch of throwaways. Some bench guys.
It's a win now kind of move.
It's all a bunch of throwaways.
I kind of like that move.
Yeah. Sixers are all in.
Yeah. Kelo, you like that move?
Yeah. Win now. Philly's win now.
I mean, what they got to the second round last year.
Right.
They should have beat Boston, but lost. So I like it. Build a big four. Tobias Harris is pretty nice. If they can keep Jimmy Butler, then there's Joel Embiid. You got Ben Simmons. That's a pretty nice big four right there.
This makes them more of a danger now against Toronto.
I feel like it.
Yep.
And well, that just happened.
Yeah.
Literally just happened. I got this 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Wage bomb.
So trade deadline is on Thursday for people keeping up. So we're doing this one. This is Tuesday night, and I'm going to I'm just going to upload this really quick before something else goes down.
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to be
before
up all
we
night.
Look like idiots.
So yeah. So let's go to topic one. I'm just going to go down the line here. Porzingis traded to Dallas, right? Who won the trade? Knicks or Mavericks?
Mavericks.
Okay. Why?
Unicorn.
Yeah.
You got a 7-footer that can shoot the ball. Taking over for Dirk Nowitzki, paired with Luka.
Right.
You got the young European studs. Mark Cuban loves them.
Mark Cuban loves European players. Yes.
They've already said that they're on the quote same page.
Yep.
Long term deal.
What's the injury that Kristaps had? What was that? Now was that Achilles?
Achilles.
Okay. No, it was ACL.
ACL.
It's a big difference.
Okay.
Too.
That is a big difference.
I think it's a very big difference.
Okay.
Yeah. Two very different injuries.
Mavericks win.
I'm not a doctor.
Two totally different body parts.
Dr. Earl.
Dr. Earl.
Dr. Earl.
But, hey, if I had a guess, I think that the Achilles was a harder injury to overcome than the ACL.
Yeah. I agree.
Just based on what we've seen out of players.
I agree.
That's what I've read and seen on YouTube.
I read it in a book.
YouTube's important. Don't forget about
that. No, it's super important.
Qualify. Who wins the trade? Who wins the trade? Knicks or Mavericks?
No, I think, I mean, right now it's easy to say that the Mavs won. There's too much, like, other stuff that has to happen for the Knicks for them to say that they got anything, like, substantial out of it.
Right.
Well, and then, the best thing they got was a DSJ, and they should have drafted him last year.
Exactly,
so,
they should have got that guy. So like, they finally get him.
Yeah.
Okay, it opens up 2 max spots, though. So
yeah.
They're going to go all in. Most likely.
I think I think now the thing that they have to do is hope that they get the number one pick and see if they can flip that for AD.
Yeah, they have a shot. Justin, what do you think? Who won this?
I think the Knicks are a terrible franchise. I honestly really do. I think the Knicks are like the worst. Every single trade
the
Knicks have made in the last 20 years.
Worse than the Hornets?
Is the worst. Yeah, no, hey, no, no, no. Yeah. Maybe the Hornets and the Knicks are right
Michael
there.
Jordan for the win.
But they just make nothing but bad trades.
The owner's eye is mine.
Even the Carmelo Anthony trade, they gutted the whole entire young core to get Carmelo.
Deal, right?
And look what happened. They had
Amari
Stoudemire with a bum knee on Carmelo shooting 40 shots. Like, what was that going to get them?
Right.
That organization, I think it's definitely a win for the Mavericks for sure, because we've seen people come back from the ACL. Yep. We've seen Russell Westbrook come back and win an MVP after the ACL tear.
Yep.
Shout out to Patrick Beverly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot of people come back from that injury, you know. But if you see people come back from the Achilles, who has come back from the Achilles injury? Again, I'm not a doctor.
Boogie.
I really am not.
Yeah.
I just like based on what I've seen. Yeah. Like Boogie. I think Wesley Matthews was the up and coming young emerging star.
He was
tore the Achilles. Yeah. Boom.
Yep.
Done.
He's a buyout.
Kobe Bryant was right there, still playing great basketball. Tore the Achilles. Done.
16 like, his last game.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. That was one of the, that's a different podcast where we can talk about that night. That was the greatest night in sports in a long time.
I got you. We
that
can
was
do that.
Fantastic.
Totally 80 shots, 60 points.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was fantastic. That night was amazing.
But I cried.
But so I definitely Mavs W.
I think this goes to show, because Porzingis is going to be back, and then that's their duo for at least, 10 years?
Yeah. Definitely.
They'll be contenders for the foreseeable future with that
deal. I mean, if they stay together for, 10 years, they're going to win at least one title, you feel
Nash and Dirk.
That would be the best-case scenario, they win a title, but definitely they'll be all-stars for multiple years.
Oh, yeah.
And Well, moving on to, we got to get this one. Lakers have pulled out of Anthony Davis sweepstakes, apparently. Where does he end up? Where does Anthony Davis go, Caleb?
L.A.
Still.
How?
With them pulling out.
They're not pulling out.
That's a
negotiation tactic.
Come on. The L.A. is all in.
Do you think that the agent announcing his four teams and knowing that those four teams, three of the four, have no assets to give except for L.A.,
precisely,
the Lakers.
Precisely.
That was just a move. That was like a mind
tactic. No team can give up or is willing to give up more than the Lakers. The Lakers, their latest offer was, six players and two picks?
Three starters.
Nobody needs him more than the Lakers right now.
Right? Yeah.
You know, I mean, the cure for AIDS, for Magic, you know, they're going to throw that in there.
Yeah.
Throwing half a staple
all
there.
Of that.
Yeah.
Big baller brand shirts.
A statue.
The statue. They're going to give up the statue. They're giving up the statue. Ownership. And that's it. They have to. They have to. Ownership. Paperwork galore.
Yeah.
So still LA. Qualify, you think so? Or?
LA.
I don't know. I mean, right now, I could still see him in LA. I don't, currently, the way I feel, I don't see him moving before the trade deadline.
Yeah.
I feel like, because the Pelicans, if they want to, they can just sit there.
Yeah.
They don't have to move him right now. And right. LA is still going to need him.
Right. Yeah.
And then if the rumors are true and they do want Tatum, then they have to wait for Tatum anyway to be able to be offered. So,
if you want him, though, he's
yeah.
Well, both of them have kind of regressed. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
They're not the same.
I think the problem is nobody's going to give a better offer than LA, even Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was going to say the other LA team could have had a better offer, but Tobias Harris is off the board.
Yeah.
Well, and they didn't have the draft capital.
And they didn't have the draft, right. So, right. Justin, where's he going?
Yeah, I think AD is not going anywhere. I think he's obviously going to stay put. I think there was talks of like if like Boston Celtics, they wanted the Hornets to wait because apparently they had like some good offer that was like looming in the future when like someone came available. So there was talks of like offering like Jason Tatum and all these other guys and all these draft picks. I could be mistaken, but maybe even like Kyrie or something.
Well, that was...
There was like all these talks that wait until the summer.
A lot
and
of
then,
chips will fall, as they say.
Yeah. Right?
And then, of course, then his father comes out, which I didn't know he was a junior. Anthony Davis Sr.
Yeah. Yes. Wow.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Comes out of nowhere and just says, no, my son's not going to go to Boston.
Honestly, I don't think he's going anywhere. I think you're right, Keola. I think the Lakers do have the most to offer. But I think if the Lakers take all those players that they have right there and they offer it for AD, they gut their core, they gut their bench. Yeah. And like,
well, right.
I mean, I talked about it earlier, talking about the Knicks making bad trades. We saw what happened when the Knicks gave Denver all those players for Carmelo.
Absolutely.
Who won that trade? I think that Denver... Yeah. Won that trade, and we're looking at the same situation here where like the Lakers are going to give all of their young core away in order to get a player that
they have a history of doing so. They did that for Dwight. They did the same thing for Dwight.
LeBron, AD, and nobody else.
But go ahead.
All right. Even if the Lakers, if I think what they're thinking is they get all these guys off the books and what you open up, I don't know, at least close to the max deal. So then you're looking at bringing, along with AD and LeBron, you could add like maybe a Kawhi, or you could try if Kyrie wants to come
Kyrie
back.
Kyrie would be the target.
Yeah. You know, so, free up some space
Or even maybe Klay, depending on what happens in Golden State.
That's another option too.
If we're talking about this year, though, that trade for the Lakers to win the championship this year hurts their chances to win the championship.
They're not winning any titles.
But if they don't make this trade, it's going to sound crazy, but that sample size of like opening day to Christmas Day, where we saw the Lakers about third in the West, they whooped up on the Warriors at Golden State.
They're on a roll.
They can do things, you know, but if they take that core that did that and trade it away for two-star players, like, I don't necessarily know that's the best trade for them now, like right now.
But does LeBron want to win another title?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think he does.
He's a businessman now. He's there. He wants to do Space Jam 3. He's dead set on Space Jam 3. He's going to get Blake Griffin to play the guy, and he's going to walk around.
I don't know. I think
he doesn't care because look how long he's sitting out with this groin. He just doesn't really care. But he's really adamant on this trade, though. He's real serious about getting his trade.
I thought the groin was some sort of like weird play to see if his young players could step up without
him. It probably would be.
I really thought it was like.
No, I wouldn't rule that out.
I saw the injury. Yeah. Again, I'm not a doctor. I make all kinds of medical claims. I've made four medical claims
nah,
on the
man.
Show tonight.
Just but not you, a doctor. But you let us know that
four
you're
medical
not a doctor.
Claims, four appearances. We're four for four, guys.
That's what we're doing.
Me looking at things, I think the...
Four is Jay-Z.
Four hours play out.
The chemistry was building and whatnot, but I just...
I don't know.
Let it play out.
Well,
so were they showcasing... Kuzma, Ingram,
they were showcasing Zubac.
They were.
They want to put Zubac in a piece.
Yes.
They're letting him play a lot.
Well, speaking of those guys, our good, longtime close personal friend of the show, LaVar Ball, is back in the news.
Yeah,
and he calls out Luke Walton and says that Luke Walton is Lonzo's worst coach he's ever had. Claims the Lakers made him a loser, and says if it wasn't for Lonzo's playmaking ability, Kuzma, Hart, Ingram, the whole crew was just raggedy.
Well,
so
he said this all in one day.
He said this in his. He was back. He's back with this rant. He said all this. Thank you, Files. I was wondering when that was going to come out.
Yeah.
So, is Lonzo going to Phoenix? Where is he going? They mentioned Phoenix.
Lonzo to Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For just like cash considerations or a draft.
Oh pick? Man, Lonzo to Phoenix would actually be kind of nice.
Third party. Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Qualify? You think? Yeah, Lonzo's done by Thursday.
I mean, if they're gonna get Anthony Davis on Thursday, then Lonzo's gone.
He has to be included.
He has to go.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. What's your take on Lonzo Ball?
I think Lonzo, he looks great next to LeBron James in that offense. You know. Yeah. So when Lonzo Ball is not the primary ball handler, and he's kind of off the ball and kind of pushing the offense a little bit, and LeBron works as the primary ball handler,
yep.
I think the team looks good, you know?
Yeah.
So you have, like, Rondo on that team. He wants the ball in his hand, walking it up the court. But
right.
If you look at, like, what LeBron James has done over his career, he's always the guy walking the
yes.
ball down the court. He's the
he
point
needs shooters.
He's the
yes.
point forward.
Right.
He's, like, controlling the tempo of the offense. So I think that the dynamic of having Ball off the ball and LeBron James
right.
kind of running that point forward and then those guys going back and forth. I like that. I don't want to see them break that up.
Because you got to give LeBron a break sooner or later. He can't play and hold the ball the entire time.
I like it. I don't want him to go anywhere. I think he should stay. I think the Lakers should keep their core together and see what happens and wait for AD to maybe get traded to another team. And then what if he doesn't resign? He can just sign with the Lakers.
Right. Do they trade Lonzo to Phoenix for Ariza in a package? Not just Ariza, but... some other guys.
I thought Ariza was in Washington.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I think.
Corrected.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know,
he's
man. If I'm the, if
that
I'm the
terrible,
Lakers,
that was
I'm
a
not.
Stupid trade. Didn't cause like nobody benefited from that trade.
I remember you messaging me that one. Yes.
Yeah. Nobody wins in that trade. Like you get this good player, this good role player in Trevor Ariza, who has all this potential to help a championship team, and then he goes to Washington just to
bunch
die.
Of head cases on there. Well, something else happened that died in Washington just now. John Wall.
Out
Yo.
For the year.
Yeah.
Torn Achilles. Here
torn
we go. Back,
Achilles.
Back to more medical news.
Oh, no. Medical
Dr.
news.
Earl.
Dr.
Earl.
Tell Earl. Hashtag not a doctor.
I've heard the Achilles is bad. I've heard it's bad.
We have confirmed.
We all have one here. Yeah. We got a couple of them.
Yeah, it's definitely not good.
I heard it's a bad thing.
Bad, not good.
So,
not very good.
So what do you do with the Wizards, Killer? Do we just blow the whole thing up? Send Bradley Beal out. Where do we send him?
So this
you
is...
keep Bradley Beal if you're the Wizards. Send John Wall somewhere.
No.
Who's gonna take John Wall and his Achilles?
I don't know, but you need to figure it out.
I move it.
This should be the big news, okay? This is my game breaker right here.
Yeah.
Give up on AD. Get Bradley Beal. If you're the Lakers.
You know what?
Whoa.
Get Bradley Beal.
Whoa.
Buy Bradley Beal. 25 points a game.
I like it.
15 more points than Lonzo Ball.
Bron always
he's
needs
a shooter.
Shooter.
He stays in the corner.
He's a
shoots
stud.
The three.
The kid has an Achilles.
He's got an Achilles.
He has a fully intact.
He has a fully intact
Achilles.
Check
on Bradley.
He has two fully intact Achilles.
Can we do Achilles check on Bradley? Can we just check? Make sure.
Send Lonzo Ball. Send Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, and a pick to Washington, and bring Bradley Beal to LA.
I like it.
I like that move.
We signing off on that deal here. That's a good deal.
So you have to give up Lonzo.
I'm down with that.
You have to give up Lonzo to get that deal.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Lonzo Ball for Bradley. Yeah, come on.
Done.
That's good. That's done. That's,
and then if you're the Wizards, you get John Wall out of there and you
We hired Mitch Kupchak to do that.
Yeah.
Right. Shout out, no one remembers Mitch Kupchak.
That's the deal that should be done and leave AD where he's at.
I like it. I like it. It works.
I hear you.
Okay, then we have who's next to move? Let's just go down the line.
Talk about Wizards. You got to talk about the Wizards. Yeah. I'm sorry
about that. And get Ariza. And get Ariza if you're LA. And get Ariza if you can.
Well,
sneak Ariza into that deal. Yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, so, well, personally, as a Rockets fan, I hope that there's some kind of way that Trevor Ariza can find his way back to Houston.
Not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen. But I mean, I can hope.
I'm a Rockets fan.
All right, we tried.
Jeez, bro.
We tried.
Why'd you have to just like kick me in the Achilles right there, bro? But
that's what the cover of this episode is gonna be. Just Achilles.
Also, like, I mean, if we're talking about like some buyout guys, I wouldn't mind Wesley Matthews ending up in Houston.
I like that. Yep.
Yeah, he can still play. He can still shoot.
You know, some
10 minutes a game, 10-12 minutes. He comes out.
Yeah,
post Achilles.
I think he could fit in on a contender. He's still okay defensively. Even after the Achilles,
he can still play defense.
You know, and
10-12 minutes,
and,
maybe
and he can shoot
guys.
Threes,
yeah,
and we need but that.
He's not gonna run them hard, you know.
Oh, so, of course not. Right, that, but I mean, like on a contender, like a guy off the bench, like maybe a seventh, eighth man off the bench, like that. Not bad.
I mean, going into this, we got several buyout guys. Let's go into that. DeAndre Jordan.
I kind of want to talk about the Wizards for a second.
Oh yeah, Wizards.
Do you think? Do you think, bro?
I think the Wizards should sign Carmelo Anthony and join the D League.
Whoa.
The controversial doctor strikes again.
I really think that's a move they should consider as a franchise.
I mean,
imagine that. Imagine the dream team of Dwight Howard and Carmelo Anthony same team.
The head case.
Why stop at the
D-League,
why stop
or,
at the
or take it to China.
Take it to China.
Combo.
No,
to
man,
China.
Just
the Pyongyang.
Go all the way, bro. Take him to the PBA. The Philippines Basketball Association.
Jimmer Fredette's
averaging like 69 points a game.
Dwight Howard and Carmelo Anthony are better than Jimmer Fredette.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Fact.
I'm gonna put that on Facebook.
I don't know, man.
Fact.
We're ranting on that one Facebook tonight.
Jimmer's a Chinese basketball legend.
Shout out Yama.
No, he's putting up numbers.
He actually embarrassed Stephon Marbury.
He's like the Starberry.
Play about him, for God's sakes.
He sent them back to the bench eating Vaseline.
Stephon Marbury. So Jimmer Fredette could be next.
He could be that guy.
See what you're saying, because Jimmer Fredette is going out of control, out of his mind.
Yeah, he's lighting shit up.
He's like 6'2". All right, well, as much as I want to continue...
Do any other buyout candidates affect the rest of the landscape of the NBA?
Is Chandler Parsons still in the NBA?
Ooh.
Is he still in the league?
Can somebody
Google
that?
Anyone know? Is he still in the league?
Okay, while on the Grizzlies, so Chandler Parsons, and...
He still plays.
Jamichael Green.
I don't know if he's playing, but he's still in
the league. Okay, all right.
He's still in the league.
He was a hot guy for a while.
You look like you could be friends with Chandler Parsons.
Me?
You look like you guys might hang out.
I would hang out with him. He seems like a nice guy.
Like, Saturdays are for the boys with you and Chandler Parsons.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm down. Dude, I would come hang out with you guys.
It would be fun.
Right?
We'd eat a sandwich. We'd go on WebMD. And we'd look at all kinds of different... diseases that we thought people
what
had.
What happened to him? Did he have an Achilles or was it his knee?
The knee.
It was clinical analysis. All right. Clinical analysis with Chandler Parsons.
Special guest, Earl Guy McKee. Not a doctor. Well, you got Courtney Lee, you got Wes Matthews, DeAndre. They're the buyout guys of the Knicks. They're all going to be bought out.
Yeah.
They're valuable as bench guys.
Courtney Lee's another guy who wouldn't be bad on a contender.
Courtney Lee would be good on the Rockets. He's a former Rocket.
Yeah.
DeAndre Jordan would be good as a backup center.
Yeah. What about Dwayne Dedman? Where's that guy?
Dwayne Dedman is... What about the guys on the Hawks?
There's a couple of guys on the Hawks who could end up...
Kevin Huerter. Can shoot the basketball. I don't know if anyone knows about that
no,
guy.
No, he's nice. But yeah. I think
University of Maryland guy. He left Maryland after like 1 or 2 years.
Yeah, I think
like,
it was his sophomore year.
Yeah,
he
he's averaging, softly averaging 15, 16 points a game, shooting the basketball,
that's a deep,
lights
that's a deep
out.
Cut.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
good.
No, I think he's part of the core of the Hawks. It's going to be him, Trey Young, and John Collins.
Yeah.
But that's opening up the door for guys like Torian Prince to end up on another team. Deadman.
Let's not forget the big ones.
Jeremy Lin.
Is he going to get traded by Thursday or what?
Who does he play for?
Atlanta.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No.
Great question.
I think
is that a trick question?
I think he's going to end up somewhere. It doesn't make much sense for Atlanta.
He's
to
a good player.
I can see the Warriors trading for him.
Yeah.
Think of it. He'll solidify another 10 minutes. He comes out, another playmaker guy. He's a scorer.
What does Golden State give up for?
Cash considerations.
Oh, yeah.
It's our second round pick in 2029.
Yeah, I mean, if you're the protected. Hawks, you can take some extra picks. You can throw that in.
Well, the Warriors have no bench to give up. Yeah. The Warriors have no bench players to give up. Yeah, there's like nothing they can give up to get any kind of significant role players.
The Warriors need would be bench. A little bit more of a solid bench. So you could get a guy like a Jeremy Lin. You could go after, Kent Bazemore is going to cost too much. We'll get into him. But something along the lines of that.
Because I think that's what the Hawks are into, man. They're in the getting picks and dumping off some cash.
Atlanta's selling. So.
Right. Let's go into some of these guys. We're just going to rapid fire sub names if they're going to be traded or not. Zach LaVine gone by Thursday or no?
I don't see
a buyer.
I think he's going to end up sticking around because they're trying to get Jabari Parker out of there.
Yeah. Jabari's gone. Zach stays.
Yeah. What do you think of Zach LaVine, Justin?
Yeah, I think he's going to stay.
Okay, stay.
Yeah, I think if they want to get rid of anybody, it's obviously Jabari because they've already came out in the media and said his minutes and his role with the team is diminished. So, whatever reason, I think he's a good player, Jabari.
He just needs a change of scenery.
He needs a change of scenery. Yeah.
And he needs to act like he wants to play defense.
He looks kind of checked out.
That part.
Yes.
Can you pretend better?
Right? Yeah. Just do that, bro.
What about Marc Gasol? Where's he going?
I don't know.
I heard something saying Marc Gasol was going to go to the Hornets.
Really?
Wow. That's what I said.
There was rumor that there was a deal on the table between, who was it? They were going to take Marc Gasol and they were going to take Mike Conley.
Oh, and send them to Toronto? Was that it?
That's it. It was for Kyle Lowry and Jonas Valanciunas.
Where did you see that at? That's very interesting.
It's been rumored. It's been, they were.
Was it on Reddit? Was it on ESPN.com? What's the source?
WebMD, bro.
Because honestly,
Woj.com.
That's a cool trade. I like the idea of that trade. That sounds fun.
That'll be a blockbuster if they can pull it off.
Yeah, Lowry and Valanciunas.
Somebody's afraid to pull the trigger, I think, on that. They're like, they got it right there. Like,
who wins?
We're already almost going to win.
Conley?
We don't know if this
Conley and Gasol.
Yeah.
They're scared on that one. Yeah. Well, speaking of the Hornets, Kemba Walker, where's he going? Is he going?
I don't think he's going anywhere. Okay. I think he wants to stay there.
Yeah.
I think they want him to stay there. They kind of need him to stay there. Mm. So
build around him.
I think the move for them is unload Batum's contract.
Get
Batum. Get him out.
You know what I mean?
Not about the Frenchman.
So do something.
Knicks 2020.
Right.
I think people just like to hang out with Michael Jordan. They just like to be they want to be around that and see that.
Guy,
you know?
He talks a lot of shit. You know?
Yeah, makes terrible
smokes
draft
good
picks.
Cigars.
Smokes good cigars. Yeah, he's a terrible businessman.
Terrible at draft picks.
He has no idea what he's doing.
Cody Zeller, like eighth overall pick.
I mean,
in the
he drafted
draft.
Michael Kwame Brown.
Those were terrible draft picks.
Just saying.
Adam Morrison.
Oof.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Here's one that under the radar one. Kevin Awoken, and he's back. Harrison Barnes, where's he going? Is he going anywhere? He's still on Dallas.
No, I think he.
Where did he go?
No, he's still on Dallas, right? But I think, I don't know, man. If he does go anywhere, I don't think it's till the summer.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing in anything.
Yeah, like I think
Dallas made their moves.
Yeah, they already unloaded Smith.
Yeah.
You know, so now they need another scorer on the wing. So maybe he's that guy that kind of sticks around and like
I mean,
he's a good player too.
Yeah, no, Harrison Barnes is cool.
And they wanted to build their team almost around him when they first signed him. Yeah, that was part
of
the deal.
But he makes a whole lot more sense as a three with, you know, as the third guy.
He's a good third option. He's not a good first option.
And Kristaps
goes to Golden State next year.
Who does?
Imagine that.
Harrison Barnes.
Yeah. Hey guys.
To replace Kevin Durant.
That would be funny. That would be cool.
What you guys doing?
So what about the, you just mentioned him before, Mike Conley.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he going on Thursday?
Conley to Toronto.
Yeah. Or there was also a rumor about Conley by himself to Detroit. I don't know.
For who? Drummond?
Yeah, I don't know.
Forget it.
But I don't know, like, I don't know what Drummond you're going to do with that.
I read that offer earlier, and I think it's super interesting. I think you get Conley and Gasol for Lowry. And
I like that a whole lot better than Conley going to Detroit.
That makes no sense at all.
It's
no.
just super boring. The Detroit's been boring as hell since Ben Wallace them left.
That was my team back in the day. I used to love the Wallace brothers.
NBA Live 2005, I was unbeatable.
Rip Hamilton, all those guys.
Yeah, with the Detroit Pistons.
Tayshaun Prince.
Tayshaun Prince was great.
Yeah. I mean, chased out blocks all day.
You put him in the ugly player. Put Tayshaun off the bench and the ugly players.
I love the announcer guy, man. Detroit basketball.
The Detroit announcer, he's like the last plus they got.
Yeah.
So then, next one. Speaking of getting rid of people, Cavs, they're getting rid of everyone. Rodney Hood left to go to Portland.
Yes.
So what do you do with Kevin Love?
You get rid of him.
To where?
It doesn't matter. I like Kevin Love, but if you're the Cavs, it doesn't matter. Get him off the books, free up money. Like, you're in full rebuild mode, and Kevin Love doesn't help.
He's got a terrible contract.
He's got a really bad contract. So what are you going to do with this guy? You have to send out.
Get him out of there. Find a way to get Tristan Thompson.
Does anybody know how many?
There?
Yeah. Does anybody know how many years are left?
Trade him back to Calabasas.
Kevin Love just re-signed.
Brand new 4-year deal.
He has a brand new 4-year deal.
Yeah, he's got like a fat 4-year deal.
Two games this year.
LeBron gets people paid. Correct. If you play with LeBron James, he will get you a big ass contract, and you will be calling him up for the rest of your life, thanking him for that.
It's he got some way to send
Anderson
Barajal
paid.
Yes,
paid.
Yes,
big time. Who's Anderson Barajal? Who is that guy? LeBron James is getting people paid for years.
They should call
him up and thank him.
Didn't it
they should give him 20% of their wage.
It's like coaching with Sean McVay. It's like you're going to get hired
or something and end up on the Warriors.
Sorry.
That's another joke.
Didn't Barajal end up messing up his Achilles?
Preview. I'll put you on that. I don't know.
I feel like that was a thing.
Do you remember when Anderson Barajal like went to the Warriors and that was the one year they didn't win?
Yeah.
And they lost to the Cavs. He lost with the Cavs. Then he went to the Warriors and then they lose with the Warriors.
So he's bad luck.
He's like the anti Robert Horry then.
Yes.
Yes. The anti Horry.
That's
anti Horry.
Yeah, man.
He just doesn't get it done.
Yeah.
He does not get it done.
Not big shot Bob. Not
little big shot. Little shot.
He didn't want a team with Jimmer. get him lined up right next to
Barajal and Fredette.
The pick and roll with Barajal and Fredette.
I have
Carmelo on there. It's all masterminded by Carmelo.
International Chinese squad.
That's deadly.
I got a question though.
Here we go.
I guess to Lakers fans, with Magic, right? All right. So how do we feel about Magic if you guys end up not getting AD, and then you didn't get Paul George? You missed on Kawhi. You still have a chance with Kawhi. If it comes down to the reason why you didn't get AD is because the Pelicans were holding out for Tatum. So now you lose out on AD because you decided to pick Lonzo over Tatum. Like, are we starting to look funny at Magic?
No, because they got LeBron James.
Okay.
They got the best basketball player in the world.
Okay.
In LeBron James, I think, you know, and I really think that even if the Lakers do not make a trade, they keep the core intact, maybe they sign somebody in free agency, in the next 4 years, I personally guarantee you the Lakers will win an NBA championship. I guarantee it.
I like it.
They're going to win an NBA championship in the next 3 years,
okay.
The Lakers. Regardless if they make a trade or whatever.
Right.
They got LeBron James.
Whatever happens.
Right, right.
They got LeBron.
Well, let's go further in what you're trying to say, because I see where you're going with this. D'Angelo Russell is an all-star this year.
Yeah.
That was a mistake. Yeah.
That's Julius Randle, they just let him just say goodbye.
Yeah.
They all improved, and they're their best assets that they let go.
Yep.
Right. Over all those other guys. Would it have been a different story if D'Angelo was still there, Russell? Would things all play differently in the whole... Because they traded him for, what, Brooke Lopez or something?
Yeah.
Brooke Lopez and, what, cash consideration?
And you basically got rid of him to bring in Lonzo.
Right.
Well, that's...
They took out... They traded him because Nick Young was, you know, Snapchatting him, you know?
C-minus for C-plus. I mean...
Yeah, but I true, think... I true. Mean, I think LeBron...
I feel it.
LeBron plays the point. LeBron is a point guard.
You can but, I mean, Russell could have
really
played...
He really does.
Like, even... Okay, so even in college, going back, like, coming into that draft, Russell was looked at as a really good point guard, but one of the things about him was that he could also switch to the two. He had... He's 6'5".
Which he would clearly do with LeBron there. So I think that could work.
So he could be a two right now.
Ice in my veins.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Where was that from?
That was when he made
the dagger against the Lakers.
When he hit the three?
Yeah.
My maids, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
That did happen.
That's his thing.
That's his thing. Brooklyn. Brooklyn's finest.
You know? All right, so you're saying Lakers going to win the title in 3 years. Who wins the title in June?
Houston Rockets. Yeah. Nah, man.
Not according to Kobe Bryant, yeah, but, you know.
No, but he's right. Yeah. I agree totally with
next?
That.
Kobe Bryant. Houston, who's next? Who's supposed to go next?
Oh no! Well,
Golden State wins.
That's my real prediction.
Who's gonna win the title?
I mean, it's not even fun, but Golden State wins.
Yeah.
Unless there's a major injury to Steph Curry or Kevin Durant, Golden State wins.
I don't know.
It won't be without hiccups, though.
You can't look at the NBA outside of the time that LeBron James got hurt. So LeBron James got hurt. He went down. He's like, whatever. The Lakers right now, they're looking like 27-27. They're like eighth place in the West right now.
Mm.
So forget about all that. Look at the Lakers like from the opening day until Christmas Day. Whenever like they were like third in the
West. So the Lakers are going to beat the Golden State Warriors.
I honestly, this is going to sound crazy as shit. I think the Lakers are going to win.
Wow.
All right, man.
I really do. I think that the Lakers are going to pull it around.
No Lakers fans in the crowd clapping here?
I really do.
They're shocked. They're in disbelief right now.
I'm not.
Total disbelief.
I know it's crazy. What? I know it's crazy.
What?
I'm not even I'm a Dallas Mavericks fan. That's my team.
Right. Okay.
But I think the Lakers are going to win the NBA championship.
This June.
Yeah.
Wow. There you go.
This year.
There you go.
Oh, this year. Yeah.
This year. This year right now.
You heard it here first, friends.
Yeah. Isn't this wonderful?
Yeah. He's going to come back and he's going to play great off the ball.
And we need the...
He's going to throw the ball 90 feet every time he gets it. And it's going to be great.
What? Lakers?
I love it. Well, look at it this way. If the Lakers go to the 8th seed, they're playing the Warriors in the first seed.
They can steal the
home court.
They could
upset... And screw the whole thing up.
Steal everything.
Warriors are out in the first round.
Okay.
Then what? So, you know what? If they do that, then that puts them up against the 4-5.
If the Warriors are out in the first round, I'm going with the Flint Tropics to win it all.
I think I just have too much confidence in LeBron. I think he's...
I think you might,
maybe
too.
I might.
Yeah.
But I like it. But I like it, bro.
Yeah.
Take off this blazer. Sorry. But yes, I mean, if that were to happen, yes, can you imagine?
What if Steph Curry sprains his MCL? What happens then? Well, what if he like gets hurt or something? You said that.
Barring and he's not a doctor. They have injury history, so
if he gets
totally
hurt,
possible.
If he gets hurt,
no, I mean,
the Warriors are just done.
And you got to figure
there's no way they're going to win without Curry.
There's got to be wear and tear. How many years have they been on this run now? So
this is going to be the last year.
This will be the last year.
I think with the addition of Boogie, you still got Iguodala coming off the bench, who to me has been the centerpiece of their entire run.
Yes, I know you're a big fan of Iguodala, and just do.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, he holds it together with more credit than anybody gives
Iggy almost and got us a win in that last series against them. So,
right, but that's well said. Warriors, then we're going. We're still going Warriors, Lakers.
Until further notice.
I'm going Lakers. I'm sticking to it. I'm saying
Rockets,
Lakers going to win.
For real?
My actual prediction is the Warriors. But if the Rockets win, then remember that I said it.
Well, but for real,
with a tear in my eye, sir, I will say yes. If they're going to the finals, we're flying up. I'm just saying.
Oh, it's going down.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm just gonna leave it there. I'm there.
They need more help. They need Kent Bazemore like now.
Kent Bazemore needs to be now.
Yes.
So that's it.
Do you have a shirt of Chris Paul getting knocked down by Steph Curry?
Thanks.
No. What?
No, what?
What is that shirt?
Man, thanks for mentioning Justin.
Have you seen the play though where Steph Curry knocks down Chris Paul?
This is the play with Wesley Johnson, as he's known
as. I've seen that play.
Yeah. And this is where he destroys Wesley Johnson.
Yeah, it's when James Harden took his soul, bro.
Yeah, he did. I remember, yeah.
Finish him.
Just came out a week after.
Chris Paul.
I wrote it online.
It's when he sacrificed him to the Illuminati.
I don't know how that was the case, but yes, it's...
the beard.
It's a Clippers. There you go. Chris Paul's beard.
Chris Paul's beard.
Before we get out of here, we have 40 minutes of nerd talk already.
You said it was gonna be half an hour.
I know, that's why. Well, thanks for mentioning the shirt as I'm trying to get out of here.
So let's hop out with that said. Okay, Justin, tell us what's the future? What's going on? Earl Kakako, give us an update.
Oh yeah, we're gonna open around March 1st. I think we're gonna open in Kakako.
Okay,
yeah. We're gonna have 12 new sandwiches, totally brand new menu.
Yes, that's right.
Over at the new store. So yeah, we've been opening Kaimuki for 5 years, and then we're super excited about the next store and can't wait to share it with you guys.
It's gonna March be awesome. 1st. Wow. What's the location again? What's it gonna be?
400 Kiawe Street. It's right catty corner across the street from Arvo and Bevy over in Kaka'ako, right next to Island Urgent Care.
Wow, a medical facility.
A
medical facility.
It all ties back together, doesn't it?
Wow. That's strategic marketing that you were doing this whole time.
I did all that shit on purpose.
You're a genius.
You see why he's on the show. Unreal. Okay.
Are you going to have a sandwich called like the Achilles?
That's you got
it.
It
is now.
I should.
It's like beef tendon. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The ruptured Achilles, man.
God. Qualify. What are you up to, man?
Get back in there and see.
What's the latest with Qualify? What you got coming up?
Oh, okay. Let's see. April 20th, I got some new music coming out. It's a little EP. It's going to be called Smoking Weed on Saturdays. It's what I usually do.
As you should, everyone.
Right? Let's see. WrestleMania is going to be coming up. Hosting a WrestleMania party with Chris Styles down at KTV Lounge. So if you guys still watch wrestling. Whoa! Oh. Hey, what's up, man? If you guys still watch wrestling, come meet me.
Yeah. And then speaking of more nerd talk, we're going to do the WrestleMania show.
Yes.
Oh. What kind of people show up for that one?
I'm going to be back.
God.
I'm going to be body slamming people through tables.
Something's going to break.
Bring it.
Sign a waiver. Kyla, what's going on? What's next? What's the future?
Well, we actually got some big news in the pipeline. We're very excited. We're going to be opening our second location next to Mr. Earl Sandwich up in Kaimuki in March.
Get ready.
Wow. Moki's Kaimuki coming to the neighborhood. Moki's Kaimuki.
I can finally go now.
All of you townies can stop making excuses.
Finally.
And you can come have some damn brunch.
There we go.
There it is.
It's lit.
Wow. So looking at March for that, what's the
mid-March?
What's the space here? Where were you? Literally by Earl Sandwich.
Two doors down from Mr. Earl Sandwich.
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty close.
Wow,
I know exactly where. Yeah, it's a good location.
Wow,
I've seen it before.
Is that that's Himalayan Kitchen? And then you got that middle thing?
Where Kanzaman.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. So Subway, and then Earl.
Yeah.
That weird middle other guy that does sandwiches, and then us.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Kaimuki 2020.
Kaimuki, be ready. Wow. There's like another speakeasy opening there too. All kind of stuff going on.
Yeah.
All right. So what time we're at? 40. Way too long. This is just going way too long. We're tired.
Way too long.
You got that right. Don't mention my shirt again. So we're gonna get out of here. I want to thank all you guys for coming down, man. This was good, fun talk. We're going to find out what's going to happen in hours going on till Thursday.
Yes.
As we recorded this. I'm going to have to upload this like right now. Right. So thank you everyone to being out here. Thanks to sponsors, Earl Kaimuki, Square Barrels, Honolulu Club, 7th Floor. What else we got? Just Listen to Old Fudge Show. Thank you to Sky. Libby, I don't know if she's still even here or still alive, but she was here earlier. Thank you, Libby.
Hey.
Libby's still here, everyone. Oh, okay. Sleep time's over. Let's get out of here.
Woo. Oh.
Woo. All right.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.